Mark 8:31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. When we read passages like this, we wonder why there was so much confusion and surprise among his disciples when these things came to pass. But our curiosity is cut short when we read on in Mark. Peter rebukes him in the next verse, obviously misunderstanding his mission on earth. It seems Peter hated the idea of his Savior being treated this way. That may sound like a noble gesture until we consider that Jesus' sacrifice was planned before the foundation of the world and would be the only means of salvation for mankind. To oppose or second-guess this mission was to oppose or second-guess God. Thus the response from Jesus to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Everything our Savior says here will come true, and people of faith are so glad it did. He was killed, but he also rose from the dead, and now we, who trust in him, have eternal life. Mark 8:31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again.